Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of March 2016, and this is the 329th Moll Out Loud podcast. Welcome to the beginning of my week. It is now just after 5 p.m., and it's Monday. And as I mentioned last week, Monday was going to become my new Sunday. And it pretty much worked today. I found myself nearly turning it into a catch-up day, which is not the same as a day off. And I had other things that I thought I might do on this day, that were kind of scheduled, and I decided that that wasn't a good idea, that Mondays really are a day off, and if I need a catch-up day, it has to be somewhere else. And when I say catch-up day, I do think that there are not all that many things that are vital to be caught up, but there are one or two that can drag behind and really need to be done. But on the whole, today was a real day off. I went for quite a long walk at lunchtime. I took some soup with me in a flask and took it up the hill, and I was experimenting a bit with my route and got a little bit lost, I have to say, too. I had decided I'd go up the way I usually go up, Knocklofty, but that I would come down in a different suburb and walk back, dropping off a card for a friend whose birthday it was, and also going to get some shopping. And I didn't come out in quite the right place, but it just made for a bit more of an adventure. But all in all, that probably took me about 2.5 hours, and I was quite tired at the end of it. I think because a lot of it was pavement walking rather than bush walking, I find that a bit more tiring. And I also really noticed that my energy for walking is much better in the early morning than it is in the middle of the day. That was a really good thing to notice. That actually the times that I usually walk are the best times for me. So I'm thinking more and more about how to manage my own rhythm, and I think it is an ongoing trial and error, because energy levels and external requirements and internal inclinations all are variables, and so are the seasons, and so are the days. The weather makes a difference, the lightness makes a difference, and the kinds of things that we are doing in our days also make a difference. So there's never going to be a perfect balance, but perhaps what I'm aiming towards is working out how to be more in tune with what the balance is at any one time. And I guess having a sort of time or scheduled container that works as a baseline, or not even a baseline, because I think it needs to be a bit above, it needs to be more capacious than a baseline suggests. So it needs to be it needs to have space to breathe and for contingencies, rather than perhaps what I might imagine I could do would have. Sorry, that was a terrible sentence. I should rephrase it. I think what I mean is that that I need a container of rhythm, so that I have a sense of when I'm going to be working on things and when I'm going to have breathing space in between. And that this needs to be set at not a very high energy level, and then I can tweak it. But I don't want it to be too low either, because then I lose momentum, and I find that momentum is really important. And perhaps it's just also a matter of training myself a bit to lower the actual momentum that I need to feel momentum. I know that the speedier you are, the more momentum you feel, but there must be a way of winding that back, but still not actually losing that lovely sense of momentum when you're really, when you're working on a project and it's working well. And without any momentum, things just stop and they tend to start stagnating. So it feels like quite an organic process, but it is also lifelong learning. I do hope that whatever you're working on, whatever project you're working on, that you have ways of letting go of it at times so that you can have some breathing space and just look at the clouds and dream and walk or watch or do something passive and preferably without any electronic interruption. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.